Now I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join here for a few moments at the front here. Come on down and join us.
How's everybody today?
Huh? Good.
Everybody feeling good? How are you? Come on down. Okay. Anybody watching the Super Bowl today?
Yes!
Who's going to win?
Patriots!
Of course. Is there any doubt? All right. I see you've already got the shirt right there, all ready to go, huh? All right. Good. You stand up so we can see that a little better. Yeah. Good guy. All right. You got another one for us? What about here? Hey, we got Tom Brady right here. Okay. Good. All right. Let's talk for just a few moments. I know we're a little excited about what's going on later today. Let's talk for just a few moments about good days and bad days, okay? I know we all have good days at times, right? Hopefully most of you are having one now where you get up in the morning and the whole world looks right and things are going well for you and you're happy and everything and you just want to kind of get out and enjoy your day. And sometimes you get up or sometimes the day goes along not so good and things happen. Something happens to make you feel sad or upset or a little down. So we all have good days and we have bad days, and I'm guessing that even sometimes on a Sunday when we come in here, some of us are feeling really good and upbeat and happy, and maybe others, something's not going quite right with us, and that's kind of bothering us a little bit. So I think the thing to remember on that is, if you're having a good day and you notice somebody who you can kind of tell, or maybe something they say or just the way they look, they're not having such a good day, that you can try to help pick them up and make them feel a little better, because that's one of the reasons we're here. And I saw something about this. I saw this happening just last Sunday with our ropes class. Now the ropes people aren't here because they're meeting upstairs. And it won't be too long before you're old enough to be in that ropes class. What happened last Sunday was one of the young people in the ropes class had to be in the hospital for an operation. Now she's okay now and she's home, but she was still in the hospital last Sunday. And one thing I noticed after church was over here in coffee hour, several of the people kind of in the back corner of the sanctuary there, and I didn't know what they were doing at the time. They all had their cell phones out and they're chatting and talking. I'm wondering, what's all this cell phone conference about with these 12, 13, 14-year-olds? And it turned out they were calling their friend who was in the hospital to cheer her up and make her feel a little better. They were having a really good day, and their friend in the hospital wasn't. So that's one of the reasons that we're here. That's why the adults come here too. So the ones who are in a pretty good place and having a good time can kind of help pick up some of the ones who are not. So I hope you'll think about that in the days ahead. But that's one of the reasons that we are here, to help one another, all of us, feel better and feel happier about the lives that we're living. So how about keeping that in mind as we go to our class today? And we're going to sing for you as we go. Remember the words? As we leave this friendly place, love bring light to every face. May the kindness that we learn light our hearts till we return. Let's sing that together as you leave us for today. Good to see you. We'll see you later.